Hi, bitches. I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer of blog turned now international podcast, The Bitch Bible. I've been living in London for almost 2 months now, so I'm just starting to form my Gwyneth slash Madonna slash now Lindsay Lohan accent. And in celebration, I'm so excited to be sitting down with some fabulous ladies. I'm obsessed with this show. And if you're listening, you probably are too. Please welcome the ladies of London, Carolyn Fleming, Carolyn Stanbury, and Adela King.
Yay! Hey! And disco.
Oh my god, and disco, which is the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, and now that you're trying to perfect the English accent, firstly, it's not Adela, it's Adela.
Adela. I was going to ask you if it was Adela, because that's how I would read it, but then I was thinking of Adele.
Oh, yes.
So that would still be
Adela.
Adela, that's what I'm... But she's British.
So am I.
I've been drinking too much, sorry. Anyways, you brought your adorable dog.
I did. He comes everywhere with me.
Okay, this dog, for anyone listening, we all know that I have, like, the love rage thing, which is when, if I love an animal, it, like, loops back into hate. Like, I love them so much that I want to, like, hurt them.
Could you not do that to mine?
No, I won't.
No, seriously, stay away from me.
I never act on it, but, like, I just get so excited, okay. And then I just want to, like, smush him to death.
Okay, great. Just go stay away from this bitch.
Yeah, you might move chairs.
I'm actually moving chairs. Yeah, moving right down the table.
Okay, so I'm obsessed with Ladies of London. Have been since day one.
That's so nice to hear.
Yes, and I'm so excited for it to start next week. So tell us, me, what we can expect to see this season.
Well, I think...
Give me some juice.
Well, there's definitely a lot more drama. Definitely. There's a lot of conflict between...
Who?
Well, Caroline, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, Carolyn, tell us. Give us the juice. You're like in a pool in Dubai right now.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had
drinking
a cocktail.
Drinking champagne.
Give me something.
I'm just dipping my feet and listening to what you chatter all over each other. It's just a lot more conflict. I mean, obviously, most of the girls have a go at me. I introduced Adela, who's been a long-term friend, and doesn't go so smoothly. My sister-in-law and me. I think this season, a lot of our friendships have changed or are changing, and you'll see that evolve.
Why do you think they're having a go at you? Because I personally think you are so fucking fabulous that it hurts.
Well, I think so too, but, you know, maybe they don't. I don't know. You know, I think in, you know, friendships and when you have other dynamics with other women are put into the mix, you know, your friendships change, you evolve. Frankly, I think I'm fucking fabulous too, and maybe it's a little bit of, like, trying to knock me off my perch, which happens a lot in these shows, and I don't know, but I'm like dipping my feet in the pool right now, and I don't really give a shit.
Oh, love that about you.
I think a lot of the big stuff that happens this season is also because each and every woman is going through such an enormous, fundamental, emotional, personal roller coaster this season.
Okay, yeah. So that complicates
things. So we're all coming from places that are really quite fragile.
And painful.
Yeah.
Right.
Incredibly painful. And it kind of manifests itself in, you know, maybe being not so tactful or just coming out with, you know, I think that when you're filming something like this, you know, we are in a bubble. Mm-hmm. And when you're going through such deep personal pain, and you know, it does affect things, because sometimes people aren't that sympathetic, or there are some people
who don't feel feelings quite so deeply as a lot of others do.
Are you shouting that at Caroline? Or don't give
well,
a
you
fuck.
Know, it's not a secret that Caroline is quite comfortable with not feeling too deeply.
Yeah,
you know, she's quite a happy-go-lucky, I don't actually give a shit, and I'd prefer just not to talk about my feelings or feel them. Now,
and back off, by the way,
don't give me a hug.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine.
Don't tell me
about your feelings.
It's not that I don't have them. I just prefer, I don't need to outwardly share it with everybody to make myself feel better. I do understand that that's how other people deal, and that, you know, I respect that. But I don't think, you know, just because I don't react the way that other people would like me to react, That is, it doesn't mean I'm not loyal, that I'm not a good person, I'm not all the things that they've had around me for a long time. And these women are just, you know, used to or want a different reaction out of me than they're ever going to get.
I understand
that. And actually, to be honest, they should actually understand or know me well enough to know that pushing my buttons or doing these things is never. I'm a cut off my nose to spite my face kind of a girl. Push me into a corner, I'll only come out fighting, not the other way.
Right, like a hyena.
I think that you saying that we were all having a go at you is not, you know, is not exactly right. We weren't having a go at you. Everyone was just being honest. And I think as friends, honesty is the most important thing that you can have in a friendship, whether it's good or bad. And, you know, for Caroline, Caroline certainly, you know, we've always been brutally honest with each other. Brutal. And it can be brutal, but that's what friendship's about.
I am a firm believer in brutal honesty.
Yeah, you know, and I have a lot of respect for honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's good or bad, you know, I can take it on the chin. I'm very, very happy with that.
But it has to be face to face.
I agree. And not always in all the corners where the actual person who it's relevant about doesn't even get to hear it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but all this bitching behind people's backs and actually not, if you've got an issue, if you've got a problem, for God's sake, just talk to the person about it.
I know.
I have no problem doing it face to face. And a lot of these girls, they tell you one thing and then they walk back. Or, you know, I don't like having friendships of 20-something years, saying something in confidence and then watching them literally go back. Funny, you haven't even finished the conversation and they told the rest of this group. And that just gets so far up my nose that it's like, what's the point? You know, for me, it's just, I don't know, it's just an ugly, ugly trait that a lot of, we call it, it's like, it's, yeah.
Is that why you moved to Dubai? Just kidding.
Yeah. No, I was going anyway, but, you know, I'm very happy to be here.
Why did you move to Dubai? I mean, I'm sure we'll find out in the show, but I'm personally curious.
Oh, just my husband's job. He opened his offices here. Which, you know, it was here. I got an option. So, you know, it was here. I'm not sure the country it was, but it wasn't that country was not an option for me. And I just thought, you know what? I've always wanted to move. I've always moved. It's not no great difficulty for me to move to another country. It's English speaking. It's a sus. I mean, it's not what people think. And I can definitely swear. I mean, you can't swear at people particularly, but, you know, I can swear. I myself, people quite like. For me, I am here. I mean, I have a great life here. It's not, I'm not covered. I'm not, you know, scared to go out. I'm lying at the Four Seasons right now.
Sitting, no, it's, you know, fabulous. Dubai is one of my favorite countries in the whole wide world. I get it why you would say yes to that offer.
Me too.
100%.
Yeah. I love Dubai.
What's there not to love about it?
Yeah. I'm dying to go. I would love to go. I just want to make sure.
I'm doing a safari. I'm doing a desert safari on Tuesday. I'm shooting Harper's Bazaar tomorrow. Life is not, you know, I don't know what people think I'm doing out here, but I'm not tied to a kitchen. And, well, I'm interviewing a chef today.
Oh, darling, you leave the tie to the kitchen to me. That's fine. I do that with pleasure.
But you were much better, I know, when you came. She was amazing. I can't cook. And Caroline spoiled me, and now I'm looking for an actual cook. But
do you still have a little of the homemade granola left?
Homemade granola?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have some left?
I do, my love. I'm still eating it every morning.
Oh, good.
At Gemma's.
Good. Did you learn how to make the chia seed pudding?
Yes, I did. I learned how to. She taught me chia seed pudding. She taught me a little tomato sauce.
How was the last tomato sauce? Did you perfect it in the end?
Well, I asked the guy to come and do it for a chef trial, and I asked him to leave because he couldn't make your sauce.
I just would like to point out that at the age of 40, I took Caroline to her first visit to the supermarket.
Really?
Yep.
What?
No, I've been to the supermarket.
What?
Not often, but I have been.
I took her to the supermarket.
What, Tesco?
She had not got a clue. It was Sainsbury's.
Oh.
Was it Sainsbury's?
Yes, Sainsbury's.
Or was it Waitrose?
In Surrey. There's Waitrose here, actually. I mean...
Yeah,
it
was astonishing. Yes. I knew the aisles off by heart. She just gave me a list of stuff and made me push the trolley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she made me push the trolley.
What was that experience like?
The only time.
You unpacked it.
The only time she wanted to push the trolley was for a photo for Instagram outside Sainsbury's. That was the only time she got hold of the trolley.
For my Instagram, yes. I wanted people to see that I was actually in there. I didn't actually want to push the trolley. Normally, I will take the housekeeper with me to do push the trolley.
Well, I need to get on that level. I need to start doing that. I need to recruit a friend.
It's called really, really, really lazy.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, if you know...
when you get there, so different to you guys.
Oh, no, if I can delegate...
I know nothing more delightful than going and grabbing my trolley and walking through Whole Foods. I mean, it's a luxury to be able to find the time to go to the supermarket to personally source incredible ingredients that I then go home and cook with and serve love to my children and my friends and family. What a luxury. What a privilege.
Ooh, you're no. so domestic.
I mean, I just, it's so funny.
And OCD. This is my favorite.
Like this? Who speaks like this? It's a luxury to go to market. I'd rather stab myself slowly with a blunt object.
Do you know what I think we need to do? I think, actually, darling, we need to get you in
a
mud hut in Ethiopia and stay there for a week, honey bunny. A mud hut in Ethiopia. I would love to see you for a week living in a mud hut in Ethiopia, honey.
Wait. This is when Caroline will actually buy the $8,500 yurt.
Let's talk about that. Can we talk about this? Okay. I am obsessed with Gwyneth Paltrow in a love-hate way because I can't decide whether I think she is fucking amazing or just a walking nightmare. I think of her as a distant frenemy because meanwhile, I subscribe to the Goop newsletter. I get it every month. I freak out. I'm so excited to read it.
I think she goes Goop down.
My God. I get the Goop newsletter.
I
get the Goop newsletter
because
and I don't even open it.
What kind of life do you have?
No, let me explain.
What kind of life do you have?
I'm going to Google it right now.
Ladies of London 15 times and getting excited by Goop. I'm worried about you.
You should be worried about me. It's sad, but true. At least I'm being honest, okay?
Yes.
The reason I get excited by the Goop newsletter is because I get you know when something is so obnoxious and so embarrassing that it's you get that cringy, sweaty feeling.
That's how people feel about me.
No, because yours is authentic. The way that you speak and the way that you, your bitch is so out to shine for the world that it's what you see is what you get. Gwyneth Paltrow is just this walking, contradiction. She tries... What's annoying about Gwyneth Paltrow is that she's constantly trying to remind you how relatable she is.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Carolyn, you're in a pool right now drinking champagne and admitted that you don't go to the market and don't cook and you're fucking fabulous. Whereas Gwyneth Paltrow is I'm one of the little people. You know what I mean? And you're not.
I hear you. No. She pretends she's all hippy-dippy and she doesn't need makeup and she doesn't do that, but she uses that £500 diamond cream and pays for 120 quid and it doesn't work. The whole brand is contradicting itself. You're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. Goop doesn't respect her publicist, what she puts out.
Oh, so you do read Goop?
With, no shoes, running,
That's a bit of a contradiction, too.
What?
No, darling, this is so funny. You clearly don't read the Goop newsletter, but I love
the fact that
how knowledgeable
so much
you
about
are about
it.
The diamond cream.
because you just sent me the bloody link before I got here.
That's true. It's my fault. I sent it.
Thank you.
It is my fault. Okay, so every year she comes out with this, Christmas gift guide, for all the middle Americans who are,
That's what you just made me read. That's why I'm up to date.
There's been a lot of talk about that every year when she does it. This causes so much conflict.
I mean, last year she suggested buying a loved one a $400,000 Hermes chess set.
Painful.
What the fuck?
How many trillions of people don't know what to do with £400,000?
Yeah,
darling, that was
I used to do. I used to have the gift library.
I was just going to say, that's what was so great about the gift library was the fact that you also had something that cost £5.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
What was that?
A paper bag.
You think I can order massage as well?
Only 5p.
Did you just say, Carolyn, you were going to get a massage also?
Well, I'm about to have one after you. I have the phone down to you, but I just called somebody getting a foot massage. So I was called, now I'm jealous. I could have, be talking to you and have a foot massage. Excuse me.
This is painful.
Darling, ring the bell. Ring the bell on your table.
There's a little bell. I got it.
Yeah, but if you have a look at the bell, there are three buttons. There's the one for the cocktail, then there's the one for the spa. Press the spa one.
I've seen it.
Yeah, voila.
I've seen it. I'm going to have the head and shoulder.
I was staying there 2 weeks ago. I need to go here.
Oh, yeah. Jackie's invited herself to come and stay with you.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, Jackie, you're so welcome. But you need to get on my page, which is like, just lie there.
Okay. Oh, I'm on that page.
If you're on that page, you're more than welcome.
I like to stay as horizontal as possible.
That's great, because Caroline got really stressed having me there, because she was like, Jesus, do you just
She gets up, I don't get up. She's cooked, she wants to go and do stuff, and I didn't want to go from my bed to the sun lounger, and I find that strenuous.
I understand.
You are a lazy fuck, though.
I am.
I gotta say, by the way, I love you. I'm so excited you're a new cast member, because I'm just gonna say it. There were a few people in the past couple seasons that I was not having it for.
Like who?
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, come on, out okay. them.
Noelle from season one with the eye bags. I mean, nice girl.
Oh, ouch.
What eye bags? That's an eye
what
bag.
What are eye bags?
An eye bag. Like
what I've got right now.
No.
Like bags under the eyes.
Yeah, but like she needs an eye cream. She needs to go to Goop and get that $500,000 eye cream. She looks so tired.
No, I couldn't get over the going to the hairdresser without a ticket to the... I just died for her.
I've got to say...
Who goes and gets their hair and makeup done without a ticket to go to the event?
I've got to say, you could have done with a bit of eye cream in that hangover scene.
No.
Or a full facelift.
No.
Who's got a facelift?
No, in that hangover scene. We're after your birthday.
I need a face for that one.
But there's a reason for that. Noelle was like 28 and she was just like complaining all the time, and she's a fashion stylist. I was like, I can't deal with you. And Caprice, I couldn't deal with either.
Right? Oh, well, they're
off
the show.
Well, there's no love between me and Caprice. We've never spoken again. She used to like when we started, it was her show and I was just like meant to be nothing on it. And I think oh my god.
She
was painful.
Scavenging through the newspaper trying to find a picture of herself. I couldn't do that. With her like polyester lingerie. I was like, oh yeah, that was so nauseating. Because honestly, in America, no one knows. The only reason I know who she was is because she was on The Surreal Life, but so was Andy Dick.
Never even heard of The Surreal Life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, right. Okay. And I've never heard of Andy Dick.
You don't want to. It's not how she appeared on the show. It was very ridiculous.
Right.
And I gotta say, I mean, I think Annabelle's fabulous, but she's a little fabisana for me. Do you guys know what fabisana means?
Please enlighten us.
Okay, it's a Yiddish term. It means like you have like a sourpuss face all the time. Like you're never having a good time. You're too cool for everything. Like I want to see her like smile and enjoy herself just for like 5 minutes. Like why do you look?
She thought she was too cool for the show.
100%.
Do you think it's too cool, or do you think it's an aristocratic thing where she was just very...
No. It was beneath her, in her mind. So, you know, she just couldn't get into it, which made it really hard for us to sort of continue.
I think she finds it very hard to... I don't know her. I've only met her once in the nail salon a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
But I think she finds it very hard to open up. And that's what a lot of English people do, you know, who are... brought up here. They
is that the British hard. Way? Is that you're supposed to be like...
Well, I don't feel British, really, because I was brought up everywhere. So, okay. And obviously, you know, you're not British.
You vomit feelings.
I do.
You just tell everybody
it's not feelings. I vomit... Yeah, I do. I'm very open.
It's all used to be from your heart.
You vomit
information. Can we just make it a little beautiful?
It's not from my heart. I'm
the worst person. I will go up to you and tell you the four worst things about me within 5 seconds of knowing you.
Right.
And Caroline's always going, do you have to do that? And I'm like, well, if they don't like me now, they're never going to.
No, it's so good.
And then they never do.
Information. I never do. What can I do to fit
she's
in
like,
more?
She's like, he was so nice to me, but he never called me back. I'm like,
And actually, you fucking lied about that. So I've got words to talk to you about that. That was a complete spin doctor on your behalf.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I think we'll skip over that for the podcast.
Next. All right. Okay, so I have a question for you guys, because I've been here 2 months, and I feel like I should be fitting in at this point. I live in Notting Hill. I've got, like, my local spots. I've got my local bar. I've got my mark. I've got
Grange's?
My favorite restaurant.
Oh, the best.
Did you have the corn fritters?
Yes. Mm. I go there at least once a week.
My favorite. Next time you have the salmon with caramel.
Ask them to have it with the smoked salmon.
With smoked salmon.
Instead of the bacon. Just try it with the smoked salmon. Oh. It is so good.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed.
It's the best.
So how you? I'm the wrong person to ask about how to
fit into. Do you feel that you're not fitting in?
I feel like I make a lot of jokes or I say things and they just crash and burn.
Really?
All the time. And then I started thinking, maybe I'm not
as
funny.
What kind of joke? Tell us the kind of jokes that you would be sharing.
Okay, but you guys aren't. Maybe you guys don't think this is funny. I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
So I was at
Granger. Who are you sharing these jokes with?
Just like local.
Randoms. A random waitress.
Just a random waitress.
A random,
random waitress. I was at Granger, okay? Yeah. My favorite restaurant. I go there all the fucking time. I was licking my plate. There was nothing on the plate.
Yeah.
So the girl comes out to me and she goes...
Not literally, because I was about to say they won't find that funny.
No, I didn't literally lick the plate, but I was like thinking about it. So I had... There was like a piece of fucking parsley left on the plate.
Right.
And she comes up to me and she's like, are you all done? And I was like, actually, could I get this for takeaway?
Is funny.
And she didn't find it funny.
She thought I was serious.
So you know the funny thing is,
that
was she
is
English?
Fucking
yes.
funny.
Was she?
She was English.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh my God, no, that is funny. But maybe she was just so in her zone of being helpful and a waitress
that the problem with this country. People don't really listen to you.
Maybe that
so
was it.
So I just don't think she heard you.
Okay. Because I've done that like a couple times. I've tested it out another place and they didn't think it was funny
hilarious.
Either.
Hilarious.
So I was like, oh my, and I was laughing hard.
And I would laugh too, and then I would have given you a little beautiful box with the parsley inside. I would have.
Exactly. I was like, are we connecting? Don't you think I'm funny? Are we like, do we have a connection now?
I'm sorry, that is funny. No.
Okay. But like, I feel like I say certain things, and maybe I have too outward of a personality.
No.
I love that.
That's what I was thinking.
I love that too.
Me too. No.
But again, you know what? We've just got to accept that, you know, we're just all quite different.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like in Harrods, I feel like Vivian from Pretty Woman. They just won't help me.
No.
And I'm looking
to buy. Do you know what?
Buy.
My first Christmas card
right,
last
how
year.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you wearing?
I'm from LA, so I wear a lot. I've changed. But when I first got here, I wear my workout shoes. I wear
everyone
like a legging.
They're going to sell you straight out of Harrods.
No, that is so not true. Can I just tell you, my first Christmas card last year was from the Harrods Storeman.
Okay.
That is how well I know. My kids were brought up
in
Harrods.
But look at your tits.
What do you mean look at my tits? It's got nothing to do with tits.
Do you have those?
Do you have those?
She's got tits going on. She's got a cleavage going on.
You do have boobs, girl.
Yeah, and they're real.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then I
would ask to see them, but...
Maybe later.
She's very pretty.
Thank you.
She doesn't look like Julia Stiles.
She looks
Stiles.
Like Amanda
like
Seyfried.
How awkward would it be if I was like Shrek, though, and she just asked, is she pretty? And you girls were like,
No, then I would have gone, no, she's not.
A little awkward.
I would love that. I mean, listen, I host a podcast. The question is... It should be on the table. I have a face for radio, obviously.
So how do you fit into British society? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I do fit into it.
Never, ever, ever use the word classy. If you have to use that word, you know you're not.
Oh, I wouldn't say that I'm classy to begin with. I don't think I would work that angle.
Perfect. But Americans always use that word. And it's like that word makes my skin crawl.
How funny was it season one? I loved that, like, the whole plot line was these American girls, like, trying to climb up British society. It's like, you're American. Just fucking own that. Why? Like, what are you doing? Relax.
Well, they got on the show.
They did get on the show.
I don't think anyone really cares so much about... You can't really buy, you know...
Unless you buy a title. You know, Goop should sell that.
I would buy a title just for fun.
what title would you buy?
What, like Lord Disick?
Like Lord Disick, exactly. What's something that, like, what's a title that I could pull off? being an American and like I don't want a lot of responsibility.
Oh, I think Queenie Jackie.
Queenie Jackie.
What's a Queenie?
No,
well,
Queenie.
Is it a real thing or no?
I think she means queen.
Oh, queen.
I just like the sound of Queenie Jackie.
Maybe I should, if I was a rapper, that would be like an amazing street name. Queenie Jackie.
Didn't Prince actually christen one of his children Prince?
Oh. Can you
so
just
darling,
decide?
Remember when you get married in May and you have your first child, just christen Queen.
What if I'm a Jew?
Queen Beatrice.
How do I do that? I'll find a loophole. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
You have a title. You're a baroness.
Yeah, I'm born a baroness, yes.
Oh. That's fantastic. Do you know who Countess Luann is?
Yes.
No idea.
Of New York Housewives.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. She's a real nightmare.
Where's she from?
She does play on the Countess a lot.
And it's like, you're
like, come on.
We're not even married to him. She is from Connecticut. She married a Count.
From which country?
France.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
That's basically the same as Julie.
Oh, yes. I forgot about Julie. How are her... Is she pushing those balls?
No, the balls died.
No more balls. The balls blew up. Yeah. But the rest of it's doing really well.
Oh, good. So what, the balls just didn't take? I mean, I got to tell you. I'm from LA, I wouldn't eat those fucking balls.
Yeah, they really were delicious. They really were delicious. I just think it was too much with her taking over Mapperton.
I think he had problems getting
into America. Mmm. Gotcha.
But I also think, you know... She's so busy with Mapperton. She still wants to do her yoga. It was just
four
too
kids.
Much on her table.
Yeah. Oh. And like four books now, isn't it? She's just written her fourth book.
Fourth book?
Yeah. Yep. She's on her third or fourth book.
She still teach yoga?
Yeah. And she teaches yoga and she rides around everywhere on a bicycle. And she does like three outfit changes in the back, like on her backpack. The woman is insane. She's incredible.
Wow, she's very athletic.
Yeah.
We were speaking last night, and she always goes that, you know, I really secretly I'm jealous of her, and I'm always like, yes, I've always wanted a bicycle to do free changes while I run you down with my truck. I mean, but, you know, that's what's so funny about her. Like, she's got a really good sense of humor, because frankly, she should be in the nut house.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I go to her house and there's no door handles on the, you like no knob handles on the loo. So I got locked in the loo like three times. There's no loo roll. There's no mirrors in there. We were meant to be getting changed for like the big finale.
Uh-huh.
I said, there's no mirrors in this place. How are we going to do that? It was like we were sweating. It was so hot in there. I mean, she had to bring a mirror from her daughter's room in. But she laughs her ass off when I rip the piss out of her.
Yeah,
she
like,
just loves it.
I've just got to ask you guys a question, because I went for interview the other day.
Yeah.
And as I'm sitting down there are a couple of panty liners. And I'm like, what are these panty liners doing here right now? And Lauren, who was interviewing, goes... Oh, it's because the girls sweat so much, they have to put them inside their dresses?
Yeah.
I mean, can I just... What is all this sweating under the arms all
I
about?
I have Botox underneath my arms.
I've never had.
I've never dripped under my
really?
Arms. Like,
really?
Like, ever.
Well, I
know women
sweat
could.
Under my arms.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I put Botox there.
Yeah, I Botox my arms.
I don't have
arms.
Botox there either.
I get boob sweat, if you guys are wondering.
Great.
Do
That's
you?
Great.
I sweat, it like, when
yes.
I get
like, underneath
nervous.
The boob?
Yeah.
Oof.
I need to
Are
get my
nervous right
set.
Now because it doesn't seem like you're sweating.
Do you then yet. Lift up and scrub properly?
Of course.
Oh,
then
absolutely. I'm a little OCD, so the thought's quite scary.
Put some panty liners underneath your boobs. Just well, strap them under there.
I'm going to get a lift pretty soon.
Look at her face.
I should, but I'm going to get a lift and then I won't have to.
Why do you need a lift? You just said you had perfect boobs.
No, they're big, but they're not.
Oh, they're big.
She said they're
oh,
real.
Okay.
They're real.
You know how they
that
say
was the alarm bell.
If you can fit a pencil under your boobs,
yes.
that you should be wearing a bra.
Yeah, you can fit a pencil case.
I could fit like a fucking laptop under each boob.
Wow. Oh dear, it is definitely
is that
time.
Too much
and
information.
You're from LA. No, girl. I mean, I've had everything done to
mine. I don't wear bras on principle.
I had to have a reduction, a lift, and an implant.
Did the lift hurt?
Why did you have an implant?
Because they were so big. Because after my kids, I shit you not,
uh-huh.
I was a size K.
What?
They don't make bras in this country. My nipples were the size of side plates. They were bigger than the baby's head. But this happened twice to me, and I got mastitis, so I had to put cabbage leaves down these things. I looked like the biggest freak show. And in the Portland, which is where like everybody has, you know,
yeah,
like everyone has their babies. The midwives would come in and they couldn't stifle their laughter.
Oh my God, bitches.
They were I mean, I looked like a monstrosity.
So what have they done? Cut the nipples off, made them smaller.
Yeah, they did that too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
that, like, I'm like holding my boobs.
Yeah, yeah, hold them, hold them. Yeah,
like,
but I was up and bouncing about, and I went out that night. I was fine. Maybe it was the next night I went out. Yeah, no, it was fine.
Nobody goes out that night after something that big, though.
It's not that big. It's like 40 minutes, I think.
The surgery.
No,
yeah,
that's
but
like
anyway,
and the nipple resize. That's like.
Yeah, a reduction, a lift, the whole lot done. Mm. Well, if you go to a K...
Oh, my God, a K? I've never seen that in my life.
No.
But how, why do
not
they need to
a
put
porn
an implant
star.
In if you already had so
because
filling?
Because, no, I didn't. It was, like, excess, so they had to fill them out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, anyway, yeah, so, like, whatever you're going through, babe, I've been there and done it.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I have kids, and then I'm going to get these puppies lifted.
But you know you have to do them every 10 years.
Why don't you come stay with me for a few weeks, well, a week first, and then let's talk about the kids.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Done and done.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll book my flight. You would love me,
I
promise.
Yeah,
I'll
let you know at the end when you still want them.
You know when people say that?
I'll look out. Yeah. I'll leave you with them. I'll leave you with them to do you a favor, not me.
Perfect.
And I will pop off for a few days.
What do you mean? That's going to be doing you a favor.
I'm going to be doing her a favor, just as, you know, because obviously she wants to know whether she wants them or not. So I will leave. I will be very generous to her and leave her nannying my children.
Would you trust me with your children? I'd be good with
I'll trust anyone with my kids.
I like your style. I like your style a lot.
I wouldn't trust anyone with Disco.
Oh, Disco, I'll babysit you.
No, you won't. Not after your rage.
I know,
business.
But it's all
your
love
rage.
It is love rage. You don't know what that feels like? You never look over at your dog.
Yes, of course, but I don't get rage. I'm like, oh, he's my baby and I love you. Does mommy love you? Mommy,
but then it does, you don't want to take it to the next level because I want to take it to the next level.
Can you just, can we just change subjects now? Because seriously,
no,
you're fighting the shit out of me.
I see his face when he's sleeping and he's laying on his back. And I just want to body slam him.
What does your fiancé say? Or do you just body slam him at that point?
That's like so something I would say. Look at that dog. I'm like, literally, kick him.
That's what I say. I'm like, I'm going to punch him in the face.
But she actually would kick him.
I would.
I mean, she won't let me have to go around her house.
I just want to slap him hard.
That's how I feel about things I love. I'm like, I love you so much, I want to punch you in the face.
Have you punched your partner in the face?
No. That would be a whole different situation. That would be like a Chris Brown thing, and I ain't going there. That's so not cute. That would be
bad
for this podcast.
That's you locked up. Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So, we do this thing once in a while. We call it an obituary, where it's like something that we just put to rest, okay?
Yes.
I read about it. I know what I want to say.
Oh, okay, good. So... we probably do this like once every couple months, and then it could come back. We could change your mind. It's not like dead forever, but just like in this moment in time, we're saying bye-bye. So,
okay.
Britney Spears' hair extensions.
Hair extensions?
Britney Spears' hair
extensions. Britney Spears' hair extensions. I don't understand it. She's got all the money in the world, and her hair looks like that.
Ever since she shaved her head in 2007, it's never been the same. Her hair has always been...
I have hair problems all the time as well, so I really... That's
no,
not, that's
but
not the
you
worst
don't have
thing
her
for
money
me.
And her stylist and her power... Like, she has enough money to go and get good hair extensions.
Okay, so my thing is fledges. Fledges and flatforms. I cannot bear
flatforms.
I'm wearing a pair. I'm literally wearing a pair of flippers.
Fledges. I bet you are. Fledges is a flat wedge, and a flatform is a flat platform, and they make me feel
like
sick to death.
Like
the Stella McCartney, exactly like that. Balenciaga have done a pair. They look absolutely
I
hideous.
Love them, but that's because you've got cankles and you don't like them.
Actually, that is true. I couldn't get away with the platform, but I wouldn't want to, even with your spindly little legs.
I love them on my spindly little legs.
I also hate FOMO. People with FOMO.
Oh, I have JOMO. What that is?
Fear of missing out.
People who say they have fear of missing out, I hate those people.
I hate people
who are like FOMO. I have JOMO, which is joy of missing out. I love not being invited places. I love it because then I don't have to come up with a fake excuse or family tragedy or something.
Halfway through
and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm very like borderline antisocial. Group activities.
Yeah, what about just saying no?
I do that.
Yeah. I go through phases like that.
With all my close friends, I'm like, listen, I love you, but I do not want to hang out with you tonight. And they say, okay, and that's why we're friends. So no FOMO.
I love flanter.
What's flanter?
And not what?
Flanter.
What the hell's that?
That's flirting and banter.
Oh, are you just making up all these hybrid words?
No, where
you don't
have you
like
been?
Flirt and banter. You love that.
I said I love. This is what I love. I'm giving you something of the you know, like, yeah, I love flanter.
Flanter, I love that.
So we've got fledges, flatforms, and flanter and FOMO. So I'm doing the. Yeah, I've gone through the F's now.
I like all of the above. I love wedges, platforms, and FOMO.
Well, you need a bit
Not
of.
Not even just seeing a giant party that you've turned down and you think, fuck, I should have gone.
Oh, God, that's just tragic. That is tragic.
No, no. What about you, Baroness?
I really don't like mobile phones at tables when you're eating.
Oh,
that's true.
Yes.
And you don't like water everywhere when I'm in the kitchen, like Shamu.
I
go into her kitchen and she.
I can't deal with how people wash their hands in my basin and get water everywhere.
Oh, you don't like splattered water on your
she
hands?
She has literally, we're in her kitchen and she's got the Hoover out just immediately. We haven't even been there 2 seconds, just if you just walk in. Hoover's out.
Yeah.
Then I'm splashing water everywhere because I'm trying to wash the salad leaves. And literally, she's like, why are you doing this? I mean, literally, I'm like Shamu. I just have water just like going everywhere.
And it's like, can you just sit down and relax?
I know she tells me not to do it.
Let me do
this. She goes, this is what the salad spinners are for.
Yeah. Like, go sit in your little high
chair. Yeah, 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 I have
it's
to,
much
yeah.
Better. It's much better because, yeah. You know what, they give me too much work. You know, there's already enough to do.
Right, right.
Without, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I like that. I can adapt that. Mine is, okay, everyone calm down because I know everyone's going to get so upset. The pretty filter. I'm over the pretty filter.
Oh, I'm so over the pretty filter.
I don't even know what the pretty filter is.
Because then they meet you in real life. And
where
is the, like it.
Is the pretty
the
filter actually
what
an app?
Is the pretty filter?
Okay, the pretty filter, it's on Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh,
I don't do Snapchat.
It is okay. It's so annoying because it completely washes out your face so you have no
flawless,
you get like an instant nose job. It's
my God.
It's kind of fantastic.
Yeah.
But,
you look amazing, but then everyone's disappointed when they meet you in real life. What's the point?
They're
Jesus. Do you know what?
Yeah,
I'm
very, very organic. I don't wear makeup. I barely wash my hair. I mean,
your skin is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
But I wear nothing.
It's unbelievable.
She's also organic because she's so blind. That she can't actually retouch her photos because she'd be attaching a toe to her nose. So she just literally, you'll see sometimes she puts up pictures where her eyes are actually shut and you're like, why would you post that?
I didn't see it. Which is also one of the reasons why I can't put on makeup because I can't see what I'm doing.
Well, you really don't need it, which is so annoying.
I know. I've been on tons of makeup. I'm caked in it. Troweled.
It looks great. It looks really, really good.
Well,
I'm definitely not going makeup free today either, I must admit. Okay, perfect.
That's why you have a face for radio.
A face for radio. That's the title of this episode.
Love it.
Thank you guys so much for coming. Everyone, please
plug
what you need to plug. You have a cookbook coming
out. I've got
Caroline
my first
Tommy.
English cookbook
Amazing.
Hitting the shelves in September 2017.
Very exciting.
Not only in England and America, but also Australia and Canada and France and Italy and Spain and Germany. And I'm so excited. Yeah. I wrote the last dot last night for my recipes. Now I start testing them all. Then I have to write my intro. Then we shoot all
Come
the pictures.
Come over here and feed me.
In January and February. With pleasure, darling. And it's just super exciting. With a fabulous publisher called Jackie Small. I'm really, really excited.
Oh,
wow.
I'm excited too. Amazing. Okay, and tell us about your boots,
Congrats.
Adela.
So
Thank you, my love.
Over-the-knee boots. They're made in Italy.
I have to get some.
You have to get some. They're amazing. They're super sexy. And
I've got them.
Caroline's got exactly the same pair that I'm wearing today, actually, in the
I'm
Bordeaux.
Going back to order some now.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'm ordering those. I have to
they're
have
They're just
them.
Amazing. And I do them in flats as well. And they're called Adela King. And
where can you buy them?
Well, I'm just getting my website up at the moment, but
it will be AdelaKing.com?
It is AdelaKing.com, yes.
Awesome.
It is.
Okay.
And I sell them from home at the moment. I only got my first delivery in 2 weeks ago, and I had to reorder.
They are gorgeous, and I like that they're tight around the leg.
Yes,
I have a problem with that.
Well, I put this, these ones, haven't got it, how weird. Oh, these are my first ones. I put when you wear stockings, you have that rubber band, so I put those inside all of the boots so that they sit tight to the leg.
Oh, genius. They're so hot. I love them. I'm going to get them. And Carolyn Stanbury in Dubai having a champagne and a pool and a foot rub and whatever else you're fucking getting. Rub. So annoying.
I've got a furniture line coming out, but it's not out yet, so I can't really plug it, but you'll know when it comes.
Okay, yeah, you'll hear about it. And everyone else, please watch Ladies of London, November 29th on Bravo. It's going to be good, going to be juicy. Thank you guys again so much for coming.
Thank you, Jackie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.